You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A dad leaves his 6-year-old in the car while picking up a restaurant to-go order. When he comes back, the car is gone. The baby found wandering on the side of the road blocks away. 5 days later, another car stolen from the same parking lot. The owner tracks a phone left in the car, and cops spot Tanisha Hall getting out of the second stolen car. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the child was left unharmed, but there was no trace of the father's stolen car. Responding to the second car theft several days later, authorities had no idea it would help solve the first. But officers locate the first stolen car nearby, tie Hall back to the first theft and abduction, and charge her accordingly.
Hall, 40, now charged with kidnap and 2 counts grand theft. Jose Terran makes a living making false ownership claims on more than 50,000 songs and collecting their licensing fees. His specialty? Songs by Latin artists. Terran has made nearly $25 million off other people's hard work.
Billboard magazine calls the scheme one of the largest royalty scams in history and said most of the stolen tracks were from artists including Daddy Yankee, Julio Iglesias, Prince Royce, and Don Omar. With the money gained by the licensing fees, Terran purchased a home in Arizona, had several luxury vehicles, and managed 6 separate bank accounts.
Terran, 32, pleads guilty to conspiracy, wire fraud, and money laundering, facing up to 35 years behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A suburban Chicago woman was run over and her 2-year-old son was temporarily abducted by a thief who forcibly stole her SUV. The woman had returned home to Libertyville with her 2 children and had taken one child inside when another vehicle drove up and a man hopped out and commandeered her SUV, battering the woman as she tried to get to her 2-year-old son, who was still in her vehicle. As the 2 vehicles fled, one of the drivers ran her over, causing serious injuries to her extremities. She was hospitalized in serious condition. A short time later, someone working at a Waukegan business called 911 to report that 2 vehicles entered his parking lot and the driver of one of the vehicles abandoned a small child. The caller brought the child in from the parking lot. The sheriff's office says the stolen SUV was located shortly afterward in another parking lot. 3 teenage boys were wounded when gunfire erupted after a funeral reception for a 15-year-old who was fatally stabbed at his St. Paul High School earlier this month. Local media report that none of the wounded teen's injuries are considered life-threatening. St. Paul Police Sergeant Mike Ermster says the 3 were hurt Friday night when shots were fired out of a white sedan at the El Rio Vista Recreation Center as the funeral reception for Devin Scott wrapped up. The Harding High School student was killed February 10th, and a 16-year-old is charged with murder. After the shooting, the sedan crashed less than half a mile away from the recreation center and 2 people fled. Ernster said police apprehended a 16-year-old who was running from the area armed with a modified handgun. Police are trying to determine that teen's role. A South Florida city has reached a $2 million settlement with the family of a black motorist who was fatally shot by a police officer after his vehicle broke down on an interstate off-ramp more than 7 years ago. The city of Palm Beach Gardens says it has reached a settlement through mediation with the family of Corey Jones. The settlement is for the full amount covered by the city's insurance policy, which the insurance carrier has offered to pay since 2016. This, according to the city's statement. Fired Palm Beach Gardens officer Newman Raja was convicted of manslaughter and attempted murder in 2019 and sentenced to 25 years in prison for the October 2015 killing of Jones. Raja was the first Florida law enforcement agent in nearly 30 years to be convicted and sentenced for an on-duty killing. Prosecutors contended Raja escalated what should have been a routine interaction into a deadly confrontation with Jones, a 31-year-old housing inspector and part-time drummer. Prosecutors have dismissed the most serious charge against a Colorado police officer who locked a handcuffed woman in a parked police car that was hit by a freight train, leaving her with serious injuries. The Weld County District Attorney's Office dismissed the second-degree felony assault charge against Officer Jordan Steinke on Thursday. Steinke and another officer still face less serious charges in connection with the September 16, 2022 incident. The collision occurred after multiple law enforcement agencies responded to a report of a road rage incident in Fort Lupton, Colorado. A Platteville police officer stopped Urini Rios's car just past a set of railroad tracks and parked the patrol vehicle on the crossing. Another officer handcuffed Rios and placed her in the back of the police vehicle, which was hit by the train as officers were searching her car.
Amari Hendricks, 24, gets upset when McDonald's employees don't ask if she's a rewards member. Her purchase points would have earned her a free cookie. She yells at them and they give her the cookie, but that's not enough for her. She forces her way into the locked restaurant, hits an employee several times with a loaded gun into the locked restaurant, and pistol whips an employee. When Florida cops get there, she refuses to comply and has to be forcibly detained on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and resisting arrest. All over a McDonald's cookie? That's McUnhappy. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.